Nisa Radio. On radio.unisa.ac.za.
You are listening to Unisa Radio, the African voice. For sure by now you do know that it is all about you. Right now in studio, I am joined by Christopher Mujela and Nhlanhla Maphetho from the DCCD right here on Unisa Radio. And we're going to be talking about dealing with a traumatic event before exam. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to Unisa Radio.
Afternoon.
Again.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
We are well.
We do fine.
That is great. Firstly, how would you simply define trauma?
For trauma, there could be different ways to describe it, but just to describe it in a simple way in which other people could understand it. So we can say it's an unexpected event which could occur in life. Perhaps someone dies, or you come across an accident, or perhaps you got accidentally being mugged, being taken something away from you, which could affect you in a way, affecting you in physical form, psychologically or physiologically as well. And that also could also make you perhaps not to concentrate on certain things in life as well.
Okay. Do you want to add something, Christopher?
No, I think that covered it all. Yeah.
Okay. So, looking at the students, what are the most common traumatic events that students experience during exam?
So, we can say most of them could be that little incidents, for instance, or major ones, which could be death. Because you hear that people, they say, a death occurred, affected me, so meaning I cannot continue with my exams and all of that. And then, or having that day, they've been marked, because we know crime, it's very, very high in our country. So those could be common ones, and they can affect someone. Imagine if you were to go and write an exam tomorrow and you got marked today. So which is going to affect you in a way, to find out that perhaps they stole your books or your laptop in which you were studying with it. Meaning if you were to go and study that night, you won't be able to study. So you still need to think about the event which occurred, and that will affect you and your psychologically as well. So meaning you won't be able to focus, and only to find out tomorrow you won't be able to write your exams. So in a way, you need to find a way on how to deal with that and how you can proceed as well, so that you can be able to write your exams next time or that other day as well.
Okay, and
actually wanted to add on to something. Some of Les and Tantla has mentioned some of the events that could influence a student, of course, death of a parent or family member, or perhaps knowing somebody close to them that has passed away, which has the potential to throw them off. Of course, right? However, these are not the only events which have the potential of stifling a student's concentration on exams. Some events would include maybe job opportunities. You find that you're about to write, and then all of a sudden you got a call that the job that maybe it's a dream job that you've been applying for. You finally get the job, and now the question is, how are you going to manage
the job
and the exams, of course. So these are some of the events which could stifle students from their exams.
The other one could be also perhaps if someone was pregnant and they were about to give birth as well. That transition being like from being a student and as well as managing your parental duties as well, that also could affect someone as well.
And how can students deal with such situation during their exam period?
I think seeking the necessary support to the relevant people as well, such as talking to the right people as well, such as your family, or talking to someone who's perhaps experienced dealing with such thing, and which they can assist you into dealing with such challenges as well. For instance, perhaps going to a psychologist or seeing a counselor, or talking to perhaps to your mentors if you were to have mentors as well.
Basically, just to add on to that, what happens is that with traumatic events or with events where you find a job and all, the most important thing is to revisit your priorities. Obviously, assessing what's more important to you. In the case of a death of a family member, which can cause a mind block, since you might be thinking about that person a lot, perhaps it would be effective if you took some time out from your studies and actually postponed your exam so that you can deal with your feelings first, because it wouldn't really be effective to go in the exam room and then you just look at the exam paper and then you walk out without having done a thing. It wouldn't be doing justice to the preparation that you've been doing since the beginning of the year. Or getting into the exam room, you find that you've prepared for the wrong module. Or getting in there, you write a few sentences and most of the times you go blank. These are some of the things that could influence the students. And also maybe with the job part, obviously you need to prioritize or might also need to reprioritize. Thinking to yourself what's more important, the exams or this job. And also if you take this job, what kind of impact is it going to have on you and your studies? So these are some of the things that a student can reflect about, and also when taking a decision. But then students don't have to necessarily make these decisions on their own. They can, as we come here weekly, announce that they can come to the DCCD to have a discussion with us. Have a discussion with somebody they know that's been in a similar situation and how they manage the situation.
Chris mentioned an important aspect that if you're not able to write your exams, so after not doing or not writing your exams, you need to think about how are you going perhaps to deal with that situation or notify the universities that you are not able to write your exams, or you went there and perhaps you wrote but you're about to get SAP as well. And what's the process for you perhaps to notify the universities, perhaps to say, I'm postponing my exams, I'll be writing next time as well. So with that, I think to the different UNISA regions, we have the student assessment in which student can go there and inquire about special exams or AgroTet as well, so that they can be able perhaps to move the exam to the next semester or write it in the next year again as well.
Well, how long does this process of applying for rewriting the exam take?
As long as they can inquire there, because normally we'll just refer them to that student assessment just to get clarity in terms of what the process all of for them to get their rewriting and all of that.
Okay. And then how does UNISA support its student during this time when they experience trauma during exams? How do you support your students? And how can the student get help from UNISA?
Okay, there are different support systems which are available. Our department, for instance, we have workshops. Perhaps if you were to go through a traumatic event and you find that your coping skills or your studying skills, you cannot manage them. And we have different workshops during the semester on how to develop your study skills and study more effectively. And if per se you cannot deal with that traumatic event and you need a way in which you can deal with it, you can visit our department by sending us an SMS or sending not an SMS, sorry, telephone, by calling us or by emailing us.
Okay. Yeah, what's the number and the email address?
Okay, the number it's
5388.
Mm-hmm.
And then the email address.
Okay, the email address
is
counseling.
Okay.
At UNISA.
Okay. UNISA.
.ac.za.
.ac.za.
So when they send us an email. or a telephone call, they can inquire about when can they can come to have a conversation with a counselor or perhaps someone who's perhaps professionally trained on their level to deal with such matters on that level as well. So that they can have a way to deal with such matters.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Christopher?
Just one thing. With the support, of course, So with such traumatic incidents, we do have our senior counselors, Chifu and Lisa, whom usually come here also in some weeks. They are more than capable of assisting students with that have gone through traumatic experience. So they are well equipped to assist students. And also, even at main campus, there's a free counseling which students can also explore.
Okay. The other thing students need to think about is that a traumatic event, it's not something that they can fix instantly. So it needs to be a process to deal with that. So starting to deal with it after it happened, it could be a way for them to deal with that. Maybe seeking support, necessary support, and talking to the right people as well.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for your time. Is there anything that you guys want to add on this topic?
From my side, I'm covered.
What about you, Nhlanhla?
You're
also fine.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much for your time.
Okay.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.